Hachette Audio presents The Age of Acquiescence, The Life and Death of the American Resistance to Organized Wealth and Power. Written by Steve Fraser, read by Pete Larkin. In Memory of Mohawk. Introduction. Occupy Wall Street, a movement that began as a small encampment of young people in Lower Manhattan, became a riveting public spectacle in the fall of 2011. A mere month after the first sleeping bags were unrolled in Zuccotti Park, a stone's throw away from the New York Stock Exchange on Wall Street, millions of occupiers in 1,000 cities around the world, all on the same day, echoed the plaint of those New York rebels that the whole planet had been hijacked and then ruined by a financial elite and its political enablers. The 99% who were its victims had had enough. Nothing of this scope and speed had ever happened before, ever. It was testimony not only to the magical powers of the Internet, but more important, to the profound revulsion inspired by institutions that just a few short years earlier had commanded great authority and respect. Now they seemed illegitimate and disgraced. Peering back into the past at a largely forgotten terrain of struggle against the street and the domination of empowered economic elites of all sorts, a historian feels compelled to ask a simple question. Why didn't Occupy Wall Street, OWS, happen much sooner than it did? During those 3 years after the global financial meltdown and Great Recession, an eerie silence blanketed the country. Stories accumulated of Wall Street greed and arrogance, astonishing tales of incompetence and larceny. People lost their homes and jobs. Poverty reached levels not seen for a generation. The political system proved as bankrupt as the big banks. Bipartisan consensus emerged, but only around the effort to save too-big-to-fail Goliaths, not the legions left destitute in the wake of their financial wilding. The political class prescribed what people already had enough of, yet another dose of austerity, plus a faith-based belief in a recovery that, for the 99% of Americans, would never be much more than an optical illusion. In those years, the hopes of ordinary people for a chance at a decent future waned, and bitterness set in. Strangely, however, popular resistance was hard to find, or rather it was invisible where it had always been most conspicuous. On the left. Right-wing populism, the Tea Party especially, flourished, excoriating limousine liberals and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?